Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And joining us now on the 1010 Winds live line is former police commissioner James O'Neill, back in town to help the city out in the fight against coronavirus. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
What is your new role exactly?
So I had a conversation with the mayor yesterday morning. Told him on Tuesday I was coming back to New York City and asked him if there's anything that I can do. And he asked me if I could help manage the supply chain. That includes sourcing, transportation, distribution, making sure that these extremely important emergency medical supplies are being distributed equitably, and they're when a hospital is in need, they can come to us, and we'll do our best to get them what they need to keep the healthcare workers safe.
Have you had a chance yet to get into the supplies? Is there enough?
No, I haven't. I'm less than a day into the job. Doing a couple of interviews this morning. I'm going into OEM in a couple of minutes. I've been on a number of conference calls this morning also, so I'll have a better idea probably later on this afternoon of where we stand. After the conference calls and meeting with the mayor, I know this is we're good for face masks. We're good for goggles. I think N95 masks, gowns, booties, ventilators. These are all things that are going to be part of my job, looking to make sure that we have enough, again, for to keep as many people alive as possible.
You know, we've heard from nurses at Montefiore this morning that they just don't have enough PPE.
Yep, and that's part of the job, Larry, is to make sure that we, I think about what the healthcare workers are going through right now, and I'm sure every New Yorker is. Now they're working 16, 17 hours each and every day, and I know we all appreciate that, and I'm going to do my best to make sure that they have the equipment that they need.
Now, you've been out in the Bay Area for your new job. They seem to be handling things, at least from the numbers, a little better than what we've experienced. Can you tell us what's going on there?
Yeah, I'm not sure if that's a little bit better, or this is... This crisis takes some time to develop. We're a little ahead of the West Coast, and I know that they're doing their as much as possible out there to keep the people safe, and it's greatly appreciated.
And how are you going to keep yourself safe here?
I'm a smart guy. I've been social distancing for a while now. We're going to do a lot of the work remotely, do it through conference calls. There is obviously going to have to be some human interaction. We're just going to make sure that we keep our hands clean, keep a proper distance from each other, and get through this. There's so many people, essential workers out there. I think about the firefighters, EMS, of course, the police officers. We have the military now. All the healthcare workers, they have to do this. So, this is the least I could do to help the city be as safe as possible.
Well, we want you to be safe as well, and thank you for coming back and answering the call.
Thank you, Larry. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
You too.